Clamshells and pebbles crunch underfoot on the shore of the Lummi Nation's Portage Bay in northwest Washington. At the lowest tides, Lummi fishermen can walk out to harvest clams.
Usually it's during nighttime.
25-year-old Lummi tribal fisherman Lonnie James Jr. has been digging clams since he was six.
We go out there in headlights, you know, a rake, garden rake, bucket, bag, and have to dress warm every time and just, you know, inch down in the ground, flop it over. There's a manila. You're bent over for about 5 to 6 hours.
It's hard work, but it's worth it, James says. In a good night, he digs up more than 100 pounds of clams and makes as much as $200. He says he relies on that income to help support his fiance and three kids. James isn't the only Lummi who relies on clam digging, says Chairman Tim Ballou.
Our elders have always taught us that when the tide's out, the table's set.
There's just one problem. Since 2014, the Portage Bay shellfish beds have been closed, and no one's been able to dig for clams there. That's because the fecal coliform levels are too high. Lonnie James Jr. says he's missing out on $10,000 a year. That pollution could have come from leaking septic tanks, from Canada, or from dairy farms. In Yakima, dairy farmers were sued for polluting the water. The 2015 settlement required them to line their manure storage lagoons with clay and plastic to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. Dairy farmer Larry Stapp, who lives about 40 miles upstream of the Lummi Reservation, does not want this case to go the same route.
Nobody wins in courts. I always say going to court is like going to war. Nobody wins. One just loses more than the other.
Instead, the Portage Bay Partnership was formed. Seven of Whatcom County's 93 dairy farmers signed on, agreeing to donate money to Lummi fishermen who've lost income, and also to shellfish bed enhancement. And they'll manage manure better on their dairies, for instance, by planting buffers around streams to catch pollutants before they can make it into the water, by only spreading manure on fields during summer months, and by installing new storage containers. Stapp says he already has a steel storage tank.
This is the one that we put up a couple years ago.
The tank towers over us. It holds 1.5 million gallons. The idea is to get all the dairy farmers in Whatcom County to make the improvements Larry Stapp's already made on his farm. And that's just a first step. The signatories also hope to sign on more dairy farmers and to address any other sources of pollution.
That's our goal, get those shellfish beds open. We don't like it when people can't harvest, whether it's shellfish or grass or milk or whatever, you know. We're all farmers together.
Back on the Lummi Reservation, Lonnie James Jr. says he's eager to get back out on Portage Bay.
I like to be out there with my friends, you know, not only my friends, you know, a lot of them are, you know, my brothers, cousins, you know. One of the main things I liked about it was getting to hang out with the older guys. Got to learn a lot of things from them. There's usually 100 people out there, you know, 100 people hanging out, just having fun, making money.
It'll be a few years before the water's clean enough for clamming, but the Portage Bay Partnership is trying to get Lummi fishermen back out as soon as possible. In Seattle, I'm Alicia O'Neill.